Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you probably ought to dance.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. It's Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Special show for you today as we talk about the evolution of flooring. Our guest is Tony Fusani. He's from Flooring Solutions. Flooring Solutions is one of our Hammer Time partners. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming in.
You're more than welcome.
This is an interesting topic that we've been wanting to do for some time, and this is talk about the evolution of flooring. We know where we are today with flooring, but let's go back to the beginning of time. 800 BC, let's say. Okay. The concept of flooring, back then, you know, men lived in caves, maybe. And their floors were what?
There were dirt, rock.
And then, of course, ancient Greek and then Roman times, and we got into actually more sophisticated construction, and we saw maybe what? Stone?
Yeah, stone.
Stone floors?
Yep. Also, carpets, woven carpets.
Really?
Came along.
In Roman time?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I would never have known that. But from packed dirt and earthen floors to stone, the birth of carpeting and weaving started sometime in the Egyptian time.
Yeah.
So carpets go back really that far.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. What were early carpets like?
Well, they're very typical what you see today coming out of the Middle East, hand woven.
Okay.
One individual would weave a rug from beginning to end. If you can't have someone jump in the middle of weaving a rug, the stitching is different. So again, began way back then, just hand weaving rugs. A lot of people were nomadic back then, so they would have the carpets they could roll up easily, these Oriental type rugs, and travel around in tents, etc.
That's amazing that still exists today, that same basic premise and principle of how it was made then. And is that partly why they hold so much value?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And again, what it takes to make them. I mean, it's artwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, okay. So flooring with carpeting, that's kind of an obvious thing that we've known has been around for a long time. But what about linoleum? Now, linoleum, my research tells me that it was invented in 1863 by a guy by the name of Frederick Walton from England.
Yes.
He patented a process of making linoleum, often abbreviated into lino, based on the Latin linum, which meant flax or linseed, and oleum for oil, the first widely used smooth surface flooring covering.
That is correct.
1863.
I know. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Right, and it's yet, of course, kind of around still today, although it's kind of evolved into something else.
Yes, yeah, because we don't even refer to it as linoleum anymore. It's made differently. We refer to it as sheet vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when it was made way back then, it was a novel idea. And again, all these inventions in flooring have been able to make it more affordable for the masses. So, but again, over time, any type of flooring that it was generally left for the wealthy. You know, the wealthiest had their own rugs. They had, even to start with the linoleums, they had that as well. Again, it was costly to manufacture, but as time came along, the Industrial Revolution, they were able to make things cheaper, faster. It became more affordable for the average person.
Was the original linoleum in a big role like it is today?
You know, I'm not completely certain of that. I would still think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was just easier to cut up and use in sections. But it was very heavy back then.
Do you think it was glued down then, or was it loose
laid? No, I'm very certain it was loose laid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we refer to it as battleship linoleum. We run into it periodically in some of these older homes in Buffalo, which we have some beautiful homes in Buffalo.
Sure.
And when we're getting involved and removing existing floors and we're taking it back maybe to the original subfloor, we run into it. They're very thick. They almost have like a cloth backing to them.
Interesting.
And many of them are just laid loose. They're so heavy, they didn't require any adhesive.
Sure, sure.
And then it could be loose laid in the room and finished off with shoe molding or quarter round on the perimeter.
When we talk about the origins of flooring and the hazards that we know exist in the manufacturing process, that's a concern for you today with removing them. Was it a hazard then when they installed them, when I'm talking about asbestos primarily?
Well, I'm assuming it was, but nobody knew what they were dealing with at the time. Now we do, and that's why they don't make real linoleum anymore.
Right.
And we do run it occasionally, and if we believe that it has asbestos in it, we'll stop our removal. Typically, we have to take a piece of that flooring, we'll send it out for testing, and see what it has said. But most times, we can almost, when my guys deal with something, they kind of know.
Yeah, because you can tell by the age.
Yes, correct.
When was it that the advent of materials being made thinner, that they started to be glued down?
Probably. Because you need something to give it some stability mm-hmm. and strength. But even today, though, we make sheet vinyl that we don't have to entirely glue down. We can perimeter glue them or perimeter staple them. They have enough body to them where they can lay flat. And that. But I'm old school. All those are made to either, some of them are made to be either loose fit or glued down. I glue them down.
Yeah.
Primarily because I always worry about a rolling load. What mm-hmm. I mean by that is a customer pulling out a refrigerator,
sure.
putting it
Good
back.
Point.
That load is so heavy.
Good point.
That, again, if I glue it down, it just welds it in place, and mm-hmm. you don't have those type of issues.
We're going to be talking about that with the advent of what new materials are and mm-hmm. The right conditions and the right application process later in the show. But before we leave the interesting invention of linoleum in 1863, I have a quote from the patent document mm-hmm. that was filed when the invention occurred. It says, "This invention has for its object improvements in the making of fabrics for covering floors and other surfaces. Canvas or other suitable strong fabrics are coated with their upper surfaces with a composition consisting of oxidized oil, coal dust, and gum or resin, preferring curry or New Zealand gum, such surfaces being afterwards primed, painted, embossed, or otherwise ornamented. Coal dust was soon to be replaced by ground cork, but the basic idea for linoleum remained as it stated in the patent." And it's interesting to see the use of ground cork because there's flooring materials today that still include cork.
Correct. There's actual cork flooring. Not widely used, but in certain circumstances. I've seen it put in kitchen floorings. Oddly enough, you'd see it in some of the city hall buildings. You've seen some cork floors in there. But most of the cork used today is on the underside of the flooring that we're installing.
In the show today, we'll be covering the whole gambit of what flooring has become, what it came from, and what's popular today. In the next few seconds, we're going to be talking about hardwood flooring, and then we'll lead into discussions about tile and, of course, the rage of today, which is luxury vinyl flooring, which truly, I think, is changing the industry. We'll lead into all of that. But let's jump into hardwood. First, I think hardwood was more of a structural floor than a decorative floor.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the obvious use for it, of course.
Yeah.
It wasn't very pretty looking.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't tongue and groove initially. They just butted boards together. I don't know how their milling was back then. But again, we see some rustic floors today when we remove floor layers of floor covering. We get down to even the original subfloor. And in the city, you'll see plank forms down. Sometimes that plank form, the original subfloor, was the floor.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. And so where did that evolution occur, do you think, in history, where that became more of a decorative finish.
Industrial Revolution.
Okay.
They were able to mass produce. The milling got better. They did tongue and groove installation. So now you didn't have any gaps between boards when you installed them. Then they were able to change the finishes, allowed them to use different wood species. Mm-hmm. So it's changed from there.
When you talk about tongue and groove, explain to the audience exactly the benefit of that.
Well, the tongue, obviously there's a tongue to one board and a groove on the other side. So they interlock with one another. And so when we install them, we take them and we nail them, and then you can tap the tongue into the groove, and it helps to seal the floor in, almost make like an impervious layer where they're joined together. We can sometimes, we don't always, most often we don't, but you can glue them together. Mm-hmm. You can both glue and nail boards as you're installing them, and you really weld it together and make one unified floor.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about, we'll stay in hardwood, we'll be talking about the evolution of hardwood and what that is today based on what it came from with the nail-down principles that were in its initial applications. Interesting show for you today as we talk about the evolution of flooring here on Hammer Time Radio. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
We are proud to serve. To serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Memories. When you lose a loved one, the memories sustain you. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve your memories, ensuring your loved one is never forgotten. That's what our family has been honored to do for Western New York families like yours for more than 160 years. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, a fitting tribute that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
Portable, super quiet, and fuel efficient Honda EU Series generators are ideal for camping, tailgating, home backup power, and more. All feature Honda's CO-Minder carbon monoxide detection system for added peace of mind. Select models include Bluetooth connectivity for wireless control with Honda's My Generator smartphone app. Go with the Honda EU Series generator. It's power you can trust. Brodner Equipment has been serving Western New York for over 50 years. Visit Brodner.com for locations.
There's a lot in life to smile about. Are loose dentures or missing teeth keeping you from enjoying the things you love? Don't miss out on enjoying life's precious moments. You can be you again with affordable Schatken Mini Dental Implants. You can smile again, laugh out loud, and have your self-confidence back. Let us help you make it memorable. Call us today at the Aesthetic Associates Center for your free consultation and give us the opportunity to change your life.
Call 839-1700.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Football is back, and so is Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni every week this fall. That's picks, parlays, and that's sweet, sweet value, Cactus included, on all the NFL and college football matchups. Full breakdowns on the biggest games, but if you have a life, you don't have 45 minutes to spare, we've got you. We're the most on-demand podcast. We're catered to you and the teams you love. That's Cash the Ticket. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Alex, along with my friend Steve Tasker for Westher Hyundai and some incredible fall options. Three of them.
Exactly. Right now, purchase or lease any new 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 5, any new 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 6, or any new 2023 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid plug-in and get all applicable rebates and discounts, plus an additional Westher Hyundai trade-in bonus of $5,000 more than Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in.
An additional $5,000 more than Kelley Blue Book value?
Yes, indeed. $5,000. Must trade in current vehicle and take delivery of a new 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 5, new 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 6, or new 2023 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid plug-in from current dealer stock by September 30th. See dealer for details.
And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
Now, only at Westher Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, or at westherhyundai.com.
Welcome to Westher.
Big news for you folks. The Gorilla Floor has been upgraded. Yep, every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. What's a vapor barrier? Well, it's a barrier that prevents the moisture from permeating up and affecting the lamination of your epoxy floor. Only Gorilla is offering you a 15-year warranty with a vapor barrier. It's quite impressive. They are quite impressive as well. They grind your floor down, they take their time, they do it right, and they apply a wonderful, easy-to-care-for epoxy floor like I have at home. Garage doors, garage organization, and epoxy floors, all available from Gorilla Garage Gear. Call them, 715-6927. That's 715-6927 in the 716. And, of course, online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning here on WBEN. An interesting topic today as we delve into the history and evolution of flooring. And our first segment, we talked about the fact that the first floors were mud and then stone. We touched on the invention of linoleum, and before we ended our first segment, we talked about hardwood. Now, hardwood is still around today, a little bit different than maybe its origin, because now you see a lot of pre-finished materials, right, that are factory finished.
Yes, we do.
And this whole idea of engineered flooring. Explain what that term means.
Well, engineered is exactly what it is. It's been engineered. It's not whole, solid hardwood. You take layers of hardwood. You have the top layer is your finished hardwood. Whatever species you're using, it's your top layer. The bottom layers are welded together, multiple layers of plywood. And they're glued and turned to each other to give it a layer of stability. They're actually more stable, dimensionally stable, than solid hardwood flooring is.
But there's still some downsides to engineered floors, is there not, based on its ability to be refinished?
That is true. Very often, you might get one refinish on a layer of engineered floor, but I have an argument against that.
Yeah.
You can do that, but I'm finding today people don't keep floor. They do not keep their flooring as long as they used to. So
that's a fascinating statement.
Yeah. You and I, Dominic, our age, we grew up and people kept carpeting their house for 30 years, et cetera.
Yeah.
All that has changed. Younger generations do not think the same way we do. It's more disposable.
Right.
So when people come and they ask me in this area about engineered hardwood versus solid, I usually lead them towards engineered, particularly particularly because it works better in our climate. It's more dimensionally stable.
Got it.
It's more moisture resistant. It won't be subject to maybe the extremes that solid wood, natural wood, is to it. It can expand and contract where the engineers won't. But again, you may be only able to refinish it once. But if you're going to change your flooring in the next 10, 15 years, you're not going to sand your floor and refinish it. You're going to just tear it out and put something different up.
Well, let's talk about that process, because when we sand and finish flooring, we're looking for durability in that process, in the surface. What is a good surface finish for a three-quarter hardwood floor?
Well, the aluminum oxide finish. It gives us a strong finish. It's funny, the industry, everybody has their own different methods or their own surfaces or that they've designed themselves. But in general, most hardwood flooring that you see today, both for solid and engineered, are basically the same,
mm-hmm.
and they're very durable.
Mm-hmm.
But again, hardwood always, whether it's engineered or solid, still has vulnerability to moisture,
sure,
and to scratching and denting.
Water is the enemy of wood,
right?
Yeah.
But the scratching and denting has also become a big thing for people.
Sure.
Well, wood. My experience is, I think it's true, is that today the woods that are used for any type of flooring, engineered or hardwood, aren't old wood forests anymore. They're a faster growing.
Well, what about bamboo?
Bamboo, yeah.
And that, you know, that's really kind of an interesting topic unto itself, in that it really doesn't have any refinishability at all,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's a grass. It's a strand. It tears.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's not a look for everybody either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you talk about that, what would you say is the most durable wood for a hardwood floor?
You mean species-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, oak is classic.
Yeah.
I think we probably have our best results with oak installation for everything.
Right.
General use, refinishability, everything. Again, there's so many different species now that are out there we never had. Don't forget, years ago, you're always subject to what you could get in your general area.
True.
So that's how it started. You would say, well, what can I harvest around here to make hardwood? Now you can get it from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea of what's become a flooring, you mentioned this already, and that we've become more disposable in our thinking. And that's troubling to me, because I think when you spend the money and effort to do things in your home, you want to do them with permanence in mind, and using quality materials will lead to that. But you're saying that people like to change the look more often than they did in the past.
I agree. Yeah. Well, again, people look at it as just strictly decorative. They don't as a long purpose to the flooring mm-hmm. anymore.
Right.
Everybody watches HGTV.
Yeah. So
they go
styles.
On Pinterest and their styles, and they want to change more frequently.
Yeah.
It's good. People probably paint more often than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, because people can very easily and relatively inexpensively change the look of their house by just changing the paint, and they do it more often than people ever did before. Well, I think it's related now to the floor covering.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think the trend we've had recently with the grays, and everybody keeps telling me that we're starting to trend out of the grays. Well, where are we going to be with all the gray floors I've just installed over the last 10 years?
It's like the avocado from the 1970s and harvest gold.
Yes. Well, I love all the blue and pink bathrooms that you get into. Sinks, toilets, walls, you know.
When we come back, we'll touch our toe into the topic of tile and how that has kind of evolved as well. A special edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The UAW continues its strike against the big three automakers. Local unions are awaiting the call to join the picket lines. They say in the meantime, they'll prepare with practice pickets and solidarity rallies. Bills superfan Clark Webster and friends came up with a new idea to tailgate near the stadium.
The last couple seasons were pretty rough, say the least, with the weather and the cold and the rain. So a couple of guys pretty much got fed up and said, to hell with this, We're going to buy a house. And we happened to buy the house. And
Webster says they winged it on decorations. Buffalo Riverfest Park will host German Fest from 3 to 7 p.m. today. Peg Overdorf says it will feature the Bergholz German Band.
The band is very, very entertaining with plenty of games. So we're looking forward to a bright, sunny day. And it's going to be in an afternoon session, a 3 to 7 session. So it'll be fine. And then I know Hofbrauhaus is having something later that evening, so people can leave our event and go right a few blocks over to Scott Street to Hofbrauhaus.
Admission is free. Today marks Kids Day as volunteers will sell editions of the Buffalo News with proceeds going to Oshai Children's Hospital and Cradle Beach. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror solution. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300, or better than that, stop in to their wonderful showroom in Willitzer Park and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
My attorneys at the Barnes firm settled my job accident case for 65 times more than insurance said they'd pay. Glad I called.
After a car rear-ended me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $800,000.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
I called. My case was worth $600,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
When someone in need walks through the doors at the Buffalo City Mission, they receive shelter, a hot meal, and most importantly, hope. The Buffalo City Mission has helped thousands of homeless individuals, but helping those in need wouldn't be possible without the generous donations of people like you. For just $2.40, you can supply a nutritious meal for someone in need. It's easy to give. Just visit BuffaloCityMission.org and click on Donate. It only takes a moment to change a life. Buffalo City Mission. Invest in others. Change lives. This is your mission.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. But let's face it, brutal winter weather is just around the corner. One of the most important things you can do to prepare is to have the factory-trained experts at ABC Hardware help you select the new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one that you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you'll have a standby natural gas generator ready for action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer during outages this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generators, has most models available right now. And remember, your best energy value is natural gas because you'll never run out. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call ABC Hardware at 803-7000.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high-quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Hey folks, if you love the natural beauty and elegance of stacked stone, well, you're going to love Tando Stone, T-A-N-D-O Stone. Lenco Supplies offers gorgeous and affordable vinyl siding from Tando that's easy to install, and it looks like real stacked stone veneer, and the best part, it costs so much less. Easy for the DIYers and professional builders alike, and Lenco is ready with three amazing color options. Get Tando Stone Veneer and much more while you shop at the new LencoSupplies.net. LencoSupplies.net. It's easier than ever to find and order exactly what you need for your project right from the comfort of your home or even from your job site. LencoSupplies.net. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese back with you here on Hammer Time Radio. My guest is Tony Fusani. Tony, one of our Hammer Time partners from Flooring Solutions of Western New York. And if you watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings on Channel 2, you'll see Tony's products featured, and we use his products on all of our jobs. And we're going to lead into the, I guess, bread and butter products of today, and how different than they are from what we're talking about now, which was, you know, hardwood. And we're going to now talk about tile. Tile is still around, but it's lost its luster because of what we can do with other products to kind of mitigate labor costs.
True.
But let's talk about tile. The idea of what tile is gives us permanence, which is good and bad, right?
Yes.
Good because it's durable, but bad because it quickly is dated.
Yes, unfortunately. And it's difficult to remove.
Yeah.
So people, usually when they have ceramic done, it stays around for a while.
Let's go back to when tile first became part of our homes. You'd see it in bathrooms set in concrete, typically in a bed that might be 3 inches thick.
Yeah, nightmare.
Yeah. So when we go to remodel a bathroom like that, if we're removing that, because sometimes we have to replumb the bathroom, we're having to reframe the floor as a result of removing all that concrete.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the extreme with the cement and 3 inches deep. But when we have like mud set ceramic today that we're removing, we very often find that when we're taking it out over a wood substrate, that wood is flaking off because it's just bonded to...
Sure.
To that. So again, we are resurfacing that subfloor. We're usually putting a new subfloor on top of the existing subfloor before we put a new floor on top of it.
I think for many years, we've been largely misled about the value and durability of tile because of the fact that you're using grout. And grout is really difficult to maintain.
Yes,
it's difficult to prevent mildew from growing in it.
Correct.
How is it that it's taken this long for us to figure out that there are alternatives to tile for a shower especially?
Well, I think it's because we've been able to achieve the look of tile. We can mimic the tile look with other products today that we couldn't before. So you couldn't have the look that people wanted. Mm-hmm. Now with the luxury vinyl tiles, I mean, I could tell you you can't tell the difference.
Right. So it's amazing how realistic
it is.
And when we say realistic, I mean, I don't know whether they're necessarily trying to copy tile because it's totally different, but the look is the same.
Well, people still like that stone look.
Yeah.
You know, it's a classic look. People like it in bathrooms, kitchens. So they do it.
So the idea with tile, you know, it's quickly dated, as we said. You know, you go back into the 70s and you'll see, you know, blue and gold and just like the appliance colors.
Correct.
That becomes a difficult room to remodel if we're trying to do it minimalistically by not having to gut the room.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it minimalistically.
Right.
You have to remove it all,
exactly.
Right? I mean, I've been one the other day. It was the pink tiles on the wall, the pink toilet, the pink sink. Where do you go with it?
I mean, I guess wait until it comes back in style.
I don't know if the pinks will, but everything does come back around. But I don't know if the pink and the powder blue ones are going to really come back.
You know, you mentioned how gray has become kind of a mainstay color. Mm-hmm. And we wonder, you know, we don't know now, but in another generation, is that going to be the blues and the golds of the 70s?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because the colors aren't so extreme. You know, gray is kind of almost, I would say that we're seeing that real light gray on the walls today. It's almost like the new white.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not as extreme as those colors, or even like we said, the avocado green carpet we used to see, or the red shags and the gold shags. We're not seeing that as kind of extreme. So gray might not be as bad, but I still think that people's color preferences are going to change. All of my suppliers already told me at the start of this year that the color palettes are already changing for all floorings, the carpet and the LVTs, et cetera, that they still have gray in them, but they're kind of working their way out in a more taupey-ish, grayish.
Really? More blended color?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see.
Uh-huh.
But again, you know, they can introduce them now, but when will they take hold?
Let's stay with tile for a little bit longer as we talk about showers. You know, the idea of not using tile in a shower is going to be a cost-saving move. It's a different look, but there are other alternative materials. There's obviously fiberglass enclosures.
Sure.
But one product that we've just started using is made by Wilsonart, and it's called Wet Wall. basically a luxury vinyl
that you put on the walls?
Waterproof product.
Okay.
Now, why is it that we can't use luxury vinyl flooring in a wet setting?
Well, we can on the floor.
Yeah, but I mean the actual walls.
Yeah, putting on the walls. Probably because they weren't designed to go on the walls.
Sure.
We have done it, though. We have put luxury vinyl plank in particular, where it looks like wood, but we've put them on the walls with a ceramic mastic.
Okay, so you glued it on.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. You have to. Otherwise, it wouldn't hold together. You can have the clicking mechanisms. You can snap them all together, but you have to have something hold them on the wall.
That makes sense. Basically, the wet wall is luxury vinyl in terms of its composition.
I'm curious. I'm not familiar with the product. Does it come in sheet form?
It comes in sheet form, and it has both a... interlocking and bullnose finish edge.
Okay. So it has accessories.
Right.
What do you do for the corners?
Yeah, the corners there is a caulk line there, to butt them, the corners together. Mm-hmm. And you can use Schluter, too, as well with it. So the idea is that you get this complete flat surface that has no maintenance requirements for grout.
I agree with you. Yeah. Grout is the most difficult. I've even on the floors with ceramic and grout, we've even sealed them, and you can't stop them from graying.
Exactly.
They just gray all the time. Or like you said, in the showers, you're talking about mold and mildew, and then you're left with over time that it deteriorates, and then you're left with, it's a tedious task to get that grout out and have it replaced.
Shower floors are another matter. You could go with a fiberglass pan, but then you've got the issue of wearability and durability over time there. So I guess tile still wins in that setting.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I like some of the newer uses late where they've had some like pebbled stone.
Pebble finishes.
They have a lot of interesting features.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you're bringing up your walls with a luxury vinyl tile look. What are your looks like? Because the beauty of luxury vinyl tile is it's a printed format on the face of the tile or plank, and you could do almost anything.
Right. Good point. These are stone patterns, reminiscent of maybe a marble sheet.
Okay.
There's one particular in the line, the wet wall line, that has a tile pattern. But it's interesting. There's only one tile pattern choice in all of their selections. All the other ones are more broad paneled with large field. And there's one actually that has a wood grain pattern to it, interesting enough.
You're going to see that develop, just like we saw develop in both laminate and luxury vinyl, tile and planks.
So let's lead into then where, going to eventually be talking about luxury vinyl in the program. But before we get into that, let's talk about carpet. It used to be the case that carpet was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Even on walls.
Correct. I was going to say that to you. It's amazing. From the 60s through the 90s, we'd carpeted everything. People just wanted it all. They wanted a soft surface. You went over brand new hardwood in some cases. It was amazing. You had houses built in Western New York that hardwood was a standard issue in the building of that home. And before the customer moved in their house, they had it covered in carpet.
And that's something. And it was always fascinating to be able to pull the carpet off from the corner to see that hardwood floor was brand new underneath.
It is still done today. Yeah. We get in certain people ask us to come to their home. We do a measure estimate. We go there, and they may be wanting to put down a new luxury vinyl plank to look like wood. I go and pull up the corner of the carpet and see that there's hardwood underneath there. The customer, I didn't realize it was hardwood. I said, well, we won't know what it looks like until you pull it all up. Of course, this may have been covered for 50 years. We don't know what damage has been done with it. Yeah. And unfortunately, very often over time, there's been damage done by potted plants in there with moisture.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Or if you had dogs or any type of pet that maybe have urinated and it's damaged the wood. But we'd never know. Sometimes you pull them up and the floor's pristine.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I guess they thought maybe they were protecting the floor by carpeting it.
I just think it was trend. Uh-huh. I think that's what people wanted. They wanted a softer feel or a softer look, so carpet was it.
And where is carpet today? I mean, it's still a big part of our life.
Sure.
Obviously, we see it evolve too. I mean, the shag is really gone, right? Is that going to come back?
It sort of came back a little bit
in
recent years, yes. Yeah, but it's interesting. Carpet is still popular because people still like softness, particularly in bedrooms. Although we're doing a lot of luxury vinyl tile and plank installations, people still seem to gravitate towards carpet in their bedrooms where it's softer. warmer.
Sure.
They can achieve that with area rugs, though, too, over the top of luxury vinyl tile and planks. Mm-hmm. But very often, this is the format typically today. We go in a house now, and the entire first floor we're doing in luxury vinyl tile, which looks like wood, and the second floor of the home we're doing in carpet.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion about carpet, and we'll lead into where we are today with flooring. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
This is Garrett Mayer. In 1852, my family opened the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill in West Seneca.
We still squeeze fresh, crisp apples using traditional cheesecloth presses to make our legendary cider. After they're pressed, we flash pasteurize the cider so we never need preservatives. Pure, natural, and so refreshing. With each new variety harvested, the flavor of our cider is ever-changing. So visit us often throughout the fall season.
Stroll into the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery. The aroma of fresh baked pies is in the air. We welcome all of Western New York to taste our incredible donuts and gourmet delicacies.
Check out MayerBrothers.com. You can share Mayer Brothers with family and friends. Place your orders online, even for cider and donuts, then have them delivered anywhere in the United States.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
Since the dawn of time, 2-in-1 products have been making life easier. From the space-saving strengths of the phone case wallet to the compact capability of the fridge and freezer combo. But when it comes to home comfort, one product delivers a heroic 1-2 punch.
Cold climate heat pumps.
An all-in-one system that keeps you cooler in summer, warmer in winter, and comfier all year round. To learn why replacing your old furnace or boiler with a cold climate heat pump is the easier way to heat and cool your home, visit cleanheat.ny.gov.
The Powerball jackpot is over $500 million. Order official New York Lottery tickets from your phone with jackpot.com. Go to jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Residents of New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing. Together, millions of things for our planet. Use your vehicle less in September. Walk or bike to close destinations and enjoy more time outdoors. When we each share a one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF, 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment right online. Ava also offers 0% financing. Yeah, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat the slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it. WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
They're the same local financial guys and tax lady you've come to know and trust, but now they're on longer. Don't miss the Financial Guys Show with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, Saturdays from 1 till 3, followed by Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Goulias from 3 till 4. Finances and taxes from the local experts you trust. Saturday afternoons from 1 till 4 on News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Okay, here we are halfway into September and already feeling some colder evenings and seeing foliage. This is Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. I hate to be the first to remind you, but your heat will kick on in the next 2 to 3 weeks on that first cold night. We've monitored this for 30 years, and lo and behold, it's the last week of September or first week of October when we hit the high 30s and you turn on that furnace. So remember that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time? It's the smell of dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, this unhealthy contamination burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining in your air duct system. You need to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork if it hasn't been done by indoor air professionals in the past 3 to 6 years. I'm reaching out to 58,000 customers that we've done in the past 30 years. So in indoor air, we can make that sick, headachey, stuffy feeling go away. We have the best equipment on the market, and we can make a dramatic difference in this, in your breathing, by relieving your allergies, asthma, better sleeping, reduced dust levels, and even improved airflow. I can also fill you in on the latest scientific evidence on why IAP's medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway with the DFS technology are by far the best choice. They are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, and we have heard from so many customers that rave about the results from these air purifiers, making them healthier and feeling safer. It's just, it's the best solution out there. So, amazing deals today. IAP is celebrating their 30th year in business. So, first of all, for the legendary duct cleaning, we will still do $150 off the duct cleaning, but you got to call today. And also, you can save $300 off on the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, which is a game changer all the way around, $500 off the Healthway Whole House Medical Grade Air Purifier, and $300 off the Healthway Deluxe Portable. You got to call me today for these deals. You're going to call 683-3000. Yep, that's 683-3000. I'll be answering the phone for about the next 5 hours. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hammer time.
Go with the flow. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you probably ought to dance away. Your hands in the air.
It's Dominic Cortez, and my guest for the hour has been Tony Fusani from Flooring Solutions of Western New York. And again, they are one of our Hammer Time partners, or our go-to for everything under your feet. And we've had a great relationship with you, Tony.
We do, and we appreciate our relationship.
Absolutely.
I tell your customers very often when I go in and do walkthroughs for you that I love our association because you have a high standard, and it holds us to the same.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I mean, it's all about doing things the right way. And
correct.
As we talk about that, the evolution of flooring, you know, really the right way now is quite different. And actually, it's a little, I guess, counterculture to what we would think about doing things the right way because of the whole idea of permanence. You know, as I mentioned already, tile was permanent, hardwood was permanent, and people don't want that as much anymore. So the idea of where we are today does give you the ability to maybe change your floor because you're not spending as much money for perhaps on the product.
That is correct. It's far less expensive. Obviously, all these type of luxury vinyl tiles, laminates, etc., are cheaper than hardwood flooring in general.
Right.
So again, people
because of labor is less.
Correct.
Yeah.
And product is typically less too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much when you get in some higher end luxury vinyl tiles, but still less. And again, it might give you the opportunity to do your flooring twice over your lifetime versus once.
There you go. So the grill in the room, luxury vinyl tile. Let's explain what that term means first, and then we'll talk about the evolution of it from its days when it was a laminate product, otherwise mm-hmm. known as Pergo as a brand name.
Right.
So first explain, how is luxury vinyl tile made?
Well, it's a vinyl, and it's solid all the way through, which with a printed surface that looks like either wood or tile. So again, with that printed surface, you can have very realistic looking mimicking to those other surfaces.
And even texture, too.
Oh, even texture. Absolutely. You can. Yeah, it's amazing. There's some floors that we've put in. Good luck trying to tell me
the
difference.
Well, I tell the customers, only you're going to know that it's not real.
Yes. Yes, and people are amazed by that. They're usually hesitant because they don't think that you can achieve that look. And I think that started from Pergo years ago when it was a laminate that really has led into the luxury vinyl tile.
Well, Pergo gave, you know, the brand gave the industry something to overcome with its imperfections.
Correct. Obviously, very hard surface, very durable. When it first came out, wasn't very realistic, but it was great for the do-it-yourselfers. So you saw it mostly in the big box stores. They've kind of pushed it, obviously, so that bled into companies like mine. You had to compete with them and sell the product. But it got better over time. The looks got more realistic. The only thing I think happened over time they didn't perfect was waterproof. Mm. And when these
floors, about the movement, too?
Yeah, well, right, because they're click-together floors, so they're a loose-lay floor, so they have movement to them. So sometimes you would have some separation, but that started early in its evolution, too, with laminate. It got better towards the end with their locking mechanism.
And talking about movement, we still today have to deal with that as a possible downside to luxury vinyl, in that if you don't pay attention to any undulation in the floor, you could have movement from unclicking.
Oh, correct, and we have had it.
Yeah,
you have to be very diligent about the floor that you're going over. So we have to make sure, and my obligation is when I come to a house and I do a measure estimate, I have to identify any issues to the customer. And bring up, if I get into an older home, farmhouse certainly, I know that the floors are going to be uneven. Mm-hmm. We are not going to install a click-together floor. We're going to put a glue-down LVP. That way we can contour the floor, we'll glue it into place, it makes it stable, there won't have separation.
So gluing it down, is it the same product or does it not have a click edge?
It does not have a click edge. It doesn't have what we call a rigid core. If you look at a click together LVT, they're thicker. So basically we're taking the top layer of a click together floor. That's all we need to adhere to the floor.
Interesting.
So you have the same wear layers on top. So you can have a 20 mil wear layer identically. You just don't have that rigid core, which is required to give us that locking mechanism.
Plus, also then you've got the issue of that you are gluing down. So you're probably getting more of a permanence with that in mind.
We are, but we also install them with pressure sensitive adhesive, which gives us the advantage to changing out any damaged planks that ever get damaged. We can easily pull them out, put new ones in. So again, in that regards, removal isn't that difficult. I mean, it's always a little messy when you're removing anything that's been adhered down.
Yeah.
But relatively speaking, we don't use a lot of adhesive to put those floors down.
Well, I knew this would happen. We'd run out of time before we ran out of things to talk about. But Tony, I want to thank you for spending the hour with us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat
clear
the slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it.
WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the NOCO studios, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. Rain, sleet, snow, hail. We've got it all covered. Your official weather station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.